This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
My name's Melissa. I'm 13 years old. I go to a private high school that has uniforms. I'd say my style is, I'm pretty masculine. I don't look like a lot of girls in my grade. I'm also a girl that's gay in Montreal. I used to wear the school uniform pants. My pants plus my short hair, you know, signaled to people that I was a boy, which I'm not. So when I had to go to the bathroom, I'd go in the bathroom, and at first it was just like some weird looks that I would get. And then I remember there was this one time when I went into the bathroom, and this grade 10 girl actually came up to me and pushed me out of the bathroom and told me to go to the boys' bathroom. I looked at her and I was like, wait, do you think I'm a boy? And she's like, yeah, but she really thought that. So I had to go get one of the teachers to like deal with this, because I couldn't go to the bathroom with this girl there. See, she like told the girl's like, you know, Melissa isn't not a boy. She can go to the bathroom when she wants. So that kind of like made me scared after that to go into the bathroom. So it would be annoying because like if I had to blow my nose, I couldn't really get a tissue because there were girls in the bathroom, right? I would ask one of my friends, can you get a tissue like for me? Because I didn't want to go in the bathroom. And so that they actually like brought me and like they like protected me in the bathroom. They're like, okay, this girl, she's not a boy. She's allowed in the bathroom. And you know, people didn't like mess with me because I was with people, right? But I would only go in the bathroom when I was with people. I wouldn't go in there alone. It was hard because I wouldn't be able to concentrate because I really had to pee. But I wouldn't go to the bathroom. I would refuse. I was like, no, I'm not going to the bathroom. I didn't want to get pushed out. I didn't want to get teachers involved. I would wait until I got home and I would go to the bathroom at home. I had a friend last year, and she was a really good friend, and she invited me to her house one day. So I went to her house, and I was trying to act polite, and I thought I was doing a really good job. I thought I was, like, engaging in conversation normally. And so I was like, I went home that day, and it was totally fine. And then my friend calls me on FaceTime, and she's like, what did you do to my parents? And I was confused, like, what are you talking about, you know? And they were saying that I was, like, a bad influence on her, and that I was very rude, and I was mad because I was like, I wasn't rude. I don't remember being rude. I don't know what they were talking about. And a few weeks later, she calls me again, and she asked me if I wanted to come to her birthday party. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure, that sounds good. So I asked her, what do you want for your birthday? And she said, I want a flannel. And I'm like, a flannel shirt. I want a men's flannel from like a thrift store or whatever. And so I got her that because that's what she wanted. That's what she asked me to get her. And so I got to her house that day, and we were having fun. And then, you know, it was present time. So she opened my present, and her parents were there. And they seemed like they were, like, forcing a smile. Like, they seemed fake. They seemed like fake people right there. Because they looked like they were, like, grimacing, but they were trying to smile. And so I didn't really think much of it. And then, you know, my friend calls me again that night, and she's like, I overheard my parents talking about you, like, in a terrible way. And so apparently they were like, well, the first thing they said was, like, that I was influencing their daughter to be transgender with a men's flannel, because it was from the men's section. But I was like, but you asked for that. And so, and her parents must know what she asked for. So I was like, that's what you want. I didn't, like, get you men's flannel because I wanted you to be a boy. That makes no absolute sense at all. They were saying, like, why are you friends with this girl? She's like a bad influence on you. She can influence you to do weird things. She's like, you know, she's definitely a lesbian. Like, she could, like, you know, does she like you like that? Like, you don't know. Like, you got to be careful around her. She knew that I was gay, and she was fine with it. She's like, so she was defending me, and her parents knew that she was defending me, and like she was, you know, she was getting mad at them because they were being so rude and mean to me. I think one of the reasons that they were so against it was because they were a very, very religious family. I think that played into why they didn't like me, or the idea of me or the daughter being gay. It was this mindset that they had of, like, just because I seemed to be gay to them, that their daughter was automatically going to be. But that's not how it works. Like, that's not right. Like, it's scientifically proven that you're born the way you are, and you can't be, like, influenced into it or anything like that. So they were just, it was just what they were thinking, which was wrong. It just sucks that I had to stop talking to her for that reason, really. I wish we could keep being friends. People think that, you know, adults are fine, but I think we still need, like, people to educate adults on things that are changing in the world. And so I think that, you know, people think that, you know, no, adults are fine. We don't need to teach them anything anymore. They're like, they've gone through college and everything. But I think there still needs to be, like, centers for adults to ask questions, not just their kids. If a parent has negative thoughts, I think they're going to pass them on to their kids. So I think that kids have to have a more independent mind. And I know that obviously if it's a young kid, that's not going to happen. But I think, you know, once they get older, that kids should start thinking for themselves instead of always believing every single thing their parents say about the world. Because sometimes they're not correct. Like, if you're the kid of, like, a KKK member or leader, obviously what they're saying isn't right. So you can't just, you know, believe that, you know, blindly. You have to kind of think about it and challenge their beliefs.
Next time on Mic Drop.
Hi, it's Melissa again. If my voice sounds different, that's because I'm actually 2 years older now, and it's great to be back at Mic Drop. The producers are featuring a special bonus episode for Pride Month. Every June, the LGBTQ+ communities all over the world celebrate the anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York City, in which gay, lesbian, bi, trans, and queer people stood up for their rights against a police raid on the Stonewall Inn. Since then, Pride has become an international movement celebrating our equality, dignity, and visibility. In next week's bonus episode of Mic Drop, I'll share what's happened in my life in the past 2 years.
You were describing encounters with homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different in this new school?
The school is more supportive. They have, like, a gender-neutral bathroom at the school. It's very open. It's more talked about. I feel like at my old school, it was, like, very, like, hush-hush. If you were, like, gay or bisexual, you wouldn't really talk about it because people would judge you. And, like, people still get judged at the school, but it's, like, it's definitely much less. And it's some people actually think of it as, like, a positive thing.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haver. Associate producer on the series is Jess Shane, with editing and mixing by Crystal Duhane.
Look for CBC Mic Drop on Instagram. And you can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.